welcome. In this episode, we're going to explore the transformative truths of God's Word. I'm Apostle Milton Jones, and today we're going to be diving into the powerful reality of who you are in Christ. Whether you're just beginning your journey with Jesus or looking for a fresh reminding, this episode is for you. So let's embark on this exciting journey of discovering your true identity in Him. First, you are forgiven. And according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, it tells us, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." One of the first and most freeing truths about your identity in Christ is that you are forgiven. No matter what your past looks like, Jesus' sacrifice has erased it. You're no longer defined by guilt or shame. You are redeemed and set free. So take a moment to thank God for His forgiveness. Release any lingering guilt by meditating on this truth. You are forgiven in Christ. You couldn't even look in the mirror and say this to yourself: I am forgiven in Christ. You're also called and chosen. Not just forgiven, but you're called and chosen. In accordance to Romans chapter 11, verse 29, it says this: "For the gifts and callings of God are irrevocable." God's calling on your life is unchanging. And in accordance to John chapter 15, verse 16, it adds, "You did not choose me." This is what Jesus said: "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you." You are handpicked by God to bear fruit and to live a life of purpose. Isn't that incredible? Reflect on areas where God may be calling you to serve. Pray for clarity and courage to step into your calling. You're clean and you're strong, that He might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water by the Word. In Christ, you are made clean and whole by the Word of God. In moments of weakness, remember that 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says this, that God's grace, He says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." It's okay to feel weak because His strength carries you through. It's God's grace that's sufficient for you. So spend time reading God's Word to reflect and cleanse yourself. Remember, you're washed by the waters of the Word. The more you read the Word, the more you are being refreshed and you are cleansed in your spirit. And also, you want to lean on God's strength in challenging times and trust in His grace. No matter how, whether it's challenging times or good times, you always want to be leaning on God. You are sealed and anointed. Ephesians chapter 4:30 says it this way: "It assures us that you were sealed for the day of redemption." This seal is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you is a guarantee of your eternal inheritance. Acts chapter 4, as you were, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 declares, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." You are not just sealed, you are anointed with power to be a witness for Christ. Now think about that. You have the same Holy Spirit on the inside of you that Jesus had on the inside of Him. Pause and think about that. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and to empower you daily. Share your faith with someone this week, knowing you are equipped by God. You are a royal priesthood and you have been predestined. And according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it proclaims, "You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are part of God's special people, called to proclaim His praises." And according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5, it says this: "Declare God's praises throughout your day." And where is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is on the inside of you, even right now. You are adopted and set free. And according to Romans chapter 8, verse 15, it tells us, "You have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy, Daddy. You are not an orphan. You are a beloved child of God. In fact, it goes on and says that the Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are not just a child of God, but you are an heir of God, and you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 1:5 says this, before God formed you in the womb, he knew you. You are set apart for a divine purpose. God knew you before you was ever even formed in your mama's womb. Before you ever came out, God knew you. And he already had a purpose and a plan for you. So call out to God as your loving Father in prayer. Reflect on how God has uniquely set you apart to serve him. You are a vessel of honor. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21 says, if anyone cleanses himself, he or she will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful for the master. You are designed to carry God's glory and to be a blessing to others. So surrender any area of your life that needs cleansing to God. Seek to be a vessel of honor or serving others with love. So, who are you in Christ? You are forgiven. You're called. You're chosen. You're clean. You're strong. You're sealed. You're anointed. You're a royal priesthood. You're predestined. You're adopted. You're a vessel of honor, and you're set apart. These truths aren't just words. They're life-changing realities. Embrace them, live them, and let them transform your walk with Jesus. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. And if this episode has blessed you, please share it with someone who needs encouragement. Remember, in Christ, you are everything God says you are. Until next time, stay rooted in him. God bless. Bye-bye.